I'm Jen with the recruiting and marketing teams here at Smith Transport, bringing you the March Smith Transport newscast. I want to apologize in advance. I missed February. We actually had an extra day in February 2024, and I still missed filming a newscast. My bad. I'm so sorry. The February Smith anniversaries will be announced today in the March edition, as well as shout-outs with Julie and Nicole, the Doug Dad Joke of the Week. GAC has the February Smith anniversary. Season has the March Smith anniversaries, and we'll also have a message from our operations team. And we can't forget the safety roll call, our clean inspections, and some more news from safety with Brooke and Jess. So stay tuned. The newscast is about to begin.
Hello, Jess from Smith Safety and
Brooke.
We're here to go over our clean inspections.
All right, first up, we got Tom Beecham, Randy Bowden, Jesse Connor, Tristan Coyne, Sharif DeVero, David Dively, John DeCopel, Bobby Easley, Brian Edelman, Kenneth Gibson, Joshua Goodson, Marcellus Green, Travion Guttrick, Bernard Hanasek, Norlin Hawthorne, Urban Henschel, Kenneth Hollis, James Eisenberg, and Brian Jacques.
And I have John Johnson, Mark Jones, Matthew Cover, Robert Lacey, William Mack, Antoine Mirage, John Miola, Mark Noggle, Matt Owens, David Panzik, Tim Patterson, Kevin Phillips, Wendell Porter, Joseph Rizzo, Track Ryan, James Sopp, John Schreckenghost, Fred Wallace, Darren Whitman, and Dwight Williams. Great job on all the clean inspections. So I wanted to mention a new DOT requirement as far as the CPAP machine. So if you're a driver that's been diagnosed with sleep apnea and you have a CPAP machine, you will need to ensure that you are managing your OSA properly during your annual DOT inspection physical. This requires that you bring documentation of usage of at least 4 hours a night, showing at least 70% usage for compliance. This compliance data must not be more than 30 days old and should be showing a minimum of 90 days. Some medical providers may require a year of data if applicable. The DOT wants to monitor your condition closely to ensure you are managing it well. So again, whenever it's time for your DOT physical and you have a CPAP machine, we want to make sure that you're using it. That way, when you do go to get your DOT physical, you're not going to have any issues. So if you have any more questions about that, please feel free to call into safety.
Thanks, Jess. That was good info.
Thanks.
Real quick, I just want to touch base as well regards to some on-duty time in your logs. Please make sure that you, at the start of your day, after your 10-hour breaks, 34-hour reset, and if you do a split sleeper berth, immediately going on duty, logging your pre-trip. Pre-trip is the most important part of your logs each day, as well as making sure that you're putting yourself on duty before you swipe that fuel card. It's work-related activity. You got to have it on there.
That's really good information, Brooke.
Very much.
We need to stay compliant in all areas. And just to reiterate the fleet message that we sent out from safety the other day, slow down, stay alert, and save a life. Thanks for all that you do.
Good afternoon, Smith Nation. It's GAC with the Smithiversaries. We're running a little bit behind, so I have February 2024, but we've got some big shot callers, big ballers today for you. Starting off with the 25 years, Jack Nisley, one of our Walmart dedicated, had done a lot of things with us, 25 years, so congratulations to Jack. Next up with 21 years, we have James Sopp, with 20 years, right behind her, Susan Swope from recruiting. We have Drew Eshelman with 19 years. We got Eugene Hoffman with 15 years. Congratulations, Gene. We have Jesse Bowser from traffic. Congratulations on 13 years. And Jennifer Hilligas from recruiting. Congratulations on 10 years. Wow. Also with 10 years, we have Shad Scheitel. Shad, I hope I didn't butcher that too bad. I'm gacking again. I get it. I apologize. Coming in with 9 years, we have Brian Lefebvre. With 7 years, we have Robert Glenn. 5 years, we got Saving Robert Ryan from the safety department. Congratulations on 5 years. Also with 5 years, Bobby Johnson. From down at Walmart, Kenneth Burley has 5 years. Then coming in with 4 years, we got Timothy Hansen. Also, Tina Nickel, one of our driver managers. Congratulations, Tina. Jason Steiner, also with 4 years. With 3 years, we have Nicholas Blackman, Jason Blair, Irvin Hinchel, Patrick Colby, and Robert Wagner back again for 3 years. So congratulations to all of them. With 2 years, we have Ali Sahil, Thomas Catra Casto, I apologize, Kevin Acheson, Louis Chavaria, and Andrew Guantanamo. And finally, coming in with 1 year, congratulations to Neftali Riviera, Floyd Whittingham, Steven Hornberger, Elko Brown, Terrence Hassan, Doug Foster, Michael Fox, Josh Link from my extended coverage team, Emmanuel McGee, James Stepney, Lucas Mitten, Charlton Reeves, Bradley Ritz, and finally Sarah Dean from the HR department. So congratulations, everybody.
Hey guys, welcome back. Springtime shoutouts. I'm Julie.
And I'm Nicole.
Alrighty, so I want to focus on the driver's lounge page. Lots of good positive stuff going on. Big shout out to Herb Beery. Not offense, but by hire. So he is so positive. Lots of really good pictures. And I love the positivity. In the gloom and doom of the world news, thank you so much for being positive. Keep all the positivity coming. The more, the better. And speaking of positivity, who do we have next? We have the big dog, Ronnie Filer, and Mr. Richard Fertig, part of our Defenders of Freedom program. We have a driver that's out right now, and they picked up the slack, and they're really helping them out. Good camaraderie, good friendship there, and we're a team. We're a family, and we're all going to get our hand in there and help out when we can. So thank you guys so much for what you do.
And I'm going to jump in on that driver's lounge page as well and say, Gene Peggs, thank you for those pictures of those meals you're making. It also helps our drivers to eat healthy and understand that they don't have to eat in the truck stops. Also, all the drivers, again, just like Julie said, bring those pictures, your family beside your truck when you're home time, send those in to us. Also, with Mike, Mark, Jeff, and Dave, with our orientation staff, they keep orientation rolling, and what you may not know is all of them have their CDL and do actively drive for Smith Transport.
They are a huge helping hand for us in orientation. I mean, that job can get kind of stressful, onboarding drivers, fueling cars, returning rental cars. Thank you for everything you guys do. And I forgot to mention Urban. He helped a stranded motorist on the side of the road. She needed a tire change. So big shout out, Urban. Thank you for what you do. Also a member of our Defenders of Freedom program. So thank you very, very much. And don't forget, what's coming next? What's here next month? We'll be announcing 2023 Driver of the Year. And here's in the running.
In the running for 2023 Driver of the Year on our road fleet will be Ike Connell, Michael Smith, Terrence Hassan, Kevin Nail, Marcellus Green, Dan Welker, Gerald Horn, Brian Musselman, my dad, Stephen Todd, Jay Jarrett, Don Brown, and Eric Purvis.
Alrighty, then we have our Walmart dedicated drivers that are in the running. We have Greg Russell, Roy Musselman, Anthony Spencer, Edward Dixon, Farron Christopher, Mike Abbey, Adam Trimpe, Natalie Swope. We also have William Hornberger, Misael Ailman, Amy Johnson, and my driver, Robert Lacey.
Stay tuned for next month's newscast. We will be announcing the winner for the Over the Road and the Walmart dedicated fleets.
All right. Until then, keep the warm weather coming. Send it our way. We would really appreciate it. Until next time, stay safe.
Welcome to the Smith Transport March 2024 Smith Anniversaries. So first we have, coming in with a big bang of 36 years, Tammy Musselman.
36?
Yes.
Tammy looks like she's only 36.
Yes. and then next we have Chris Weaver in our payroll department. She's been here for 35 years.
Whoa, another big one.
David Iron with 25 years. Sorry for butchering your name.
I think David actually started as a teenager in our wash bay in the shop.
Really?
Became a driver, million miler,
wow.
Still in our fleet. So
that's
yeah.
Great. And then next coming up with 17 years is Daniel Welker. Danny Mayberry with 15 years. Christopher Odenwelder with 15 years. Gregory Shaver with 14 years. Jason Felsler with 13 years. Casey Gorman with 12 years. Coming into the 9 years, we have Aaron Turkington with 9, like I said. Sean Willison with 9. Mike Klaus, which is our go-to custodian for everything, he has 8 years. Congratulations. William Mack with 6 years. Gautam Patel with 6 years. Sorry again for butchering your name. Roger Parsons with 6. David Moses, he's been helping out with our orientation and is an awesome guy. He has 6 years with us. Coming up with 5 years, Jeremy Colbert, one of our fantastic driver managers, gets things done. He's so helpful and wonderful. William Natta with 5 years. Don Brown with 5 years. Marcellus Green with 5 years. Clyde Lewis with 5 years. And William Lighty with 5 years.
Also coming in at 5, I have Carrie Corey, John DeCopel. And then with 4 years, Michael Sawyers, Jason Britt, James Smith, Quincy Dotson. With 3 years, Jacob Douglas, David Filler, Gary Whitehead, Kevin Phillips. Sorry. Again, we are sorry for butchering names.
We're not back.
We try. Yeah. with 2 years, Adam Kimbrough, Michael Smith, Milton Wilson, Robert Lewis. And with 1 year, we have Joshua Peterson, James George, Mohammed Theum, Tim Harmon, Farron Christopher, Kathy Clark, Leon Thompson, another Michael Smith,
yes.
And we love your last name, and Patricia Webb, round out
yes.
the March Smith-iversary.
Yes.
So, yeah, from these big giant yes. anniversaries to the one-year anniversaries, we're thankful for everyone
yes.
in the company and
yes.
all of your service. So, thank you and happy
Smith-iversary.
Yes. Okay, good day out there, fellow Smith drivers. Looking forward to some nice weather. Spring is upon us, so the sun is out. Hopefully the robins are flying around, and we're excited about the opportunities that are in front of us. I know you've been battling, and we've been battling together, and the markets always aren't what we want them to be. Certain things we can't always control, weather and freight. But what we can control is what we do out there each and every day, how we carry and conduct ourselves like professionals. And certainly the number one thing that we offer to our customers is service. So I want to just continue to reiterate to you to provide that top-notch service to our customers. That's what keeps us with business, and that's what gives us the opportunity to win new business. So keep providing that great service out there. Make sure you communicate when any kind of obstacles or challenges happen that could impact your ability to provide service. And then we will have that great opportunity, as I said, to keep winning business. Good news, last week was a good week for us. We were notified that we won almost 4,500 loads of freight, which is the biggest win with respect to winning lanes and bids that we've had in quite a while. So we're hopeful that that is a sign of more things to come. Now again, I hate to sound like a broken record here, but we won't keep that freight if we don't provide service. So whether it's Greif, Pixel, Schmuckers, a couple customers that we've always done some business with, and now we have some increased business, Home Depot, a lot of good opportunities out there that we're winning and seeing. So please, please, please provide that great service that you're known for, and also do it safely. We want to make sure you get to where you need to be, get home at the end of the week or the end of every other week to see your family. We appreciate them and the sacrifice that they make on your behalf. And have a great day out there, Smith drivers.
Hello, Smith Nation. This is Doug Whitfield from the recruiting department with the dad joke of the week. This one has got a scientific feel to it. What is faster, hot or cold?
Which?
Hot, because you can always catch a cold.